well, John? Well?
I couldn't find the hotel.
What?
I checked. I checked every way I knew how. There's no trace. And I tried every trick I could think of. You know, if anyone could trace Mason, I could. Why, even the police are baffled too, Anna. All I need is a little time. I've never failed you before, Anna.
No, not before.
In just a little more time.
You fool.
Anna.
There isn't time. What's the matter with you?
But I did the best I could. There simply isn't any lead.
Oh, yes, there is. There must be. Particularly for you. You know what he's doing.
Yes.
Following a lead to the nursing home.
But how? And why? Why should he even think of the nursing home?
If I knew that, I'd know the answer.
But we didn't leave a trace.
Mason must have found one.
Well, yes, maybe. Maybe, certainly he must have found something, or he wouldn't have put himself so far out of the limb.
We've got to stop him, John.
Anna, shall we go out to Minnesota and wait for him?
No, you fool. We mustn't let him get near Minnesota.
Then
we have to find out where he is now. We've got to stop him now.
We will.
No.
We'll find him and we'll stop him. You know, Mason's hampered. The police are after him. He's on the dodge, Anna. He's got to be careful.
Not careful enough.
With the police looking...
Not hard enough.
He's not on a vacation, Anna. He's got trouble.
Not troubles enough. Of course. I'll buy him some trouble.
What'd you say?
While you waste time, I'm going to do something.
Waste? I'm doing the best I can.
Oh, shut up and hand me the phone.
What?
The phone!
Oh. Here, my love.
Dial apps office. Go on.
Yes, my love. Anna, what?
Just shut up. There's someone answering. Hello? I'd like to speak to Mr. Apps, if you please. Oh, yes, yes, I know he's busy, but this is terribly important. Oh, yes, my dear, really important. Hmm? Oh, well, just say, why, yes, say it's a public-spirited citizen. That's right. A public-spirited citizen who detests publicity. Yes, I'll wait, dear.
What are you up to, Anna?
Trouble for Mr. Mason.
What?
Go upstairs and get Kitty, John. She's seeing Apt later, and I want to brief her beforehand. Mr. Apt? Well, I can't tell you my name, sir. No, I really can't. However, I know what I've got to say will interest you, because... Well, it concerns Perry Mason. Are you listening, sir?
Well, up until now, Perry Mason and Della have had very little trouble, as under the names of John and Sally Smith, they've been driven southward by the salesman, Mr. Norris. Oh, Norris had done a lot of talking about the places he's been and the things he's seen and his business triumphs. And Perry and Della have learned that Norris considers himself a very sharp fellow indeed. But for the last hour or so, Mr. Norris has kept returning to the subject of the fugitive lawyer Perry Mason. And Mason is beginning to notice a speculative gleam in Mr. Norris's rather close-set eyes. Now, as they drive through a little town just south of Baltimore...
As I was saying about that Mason thing...
What road are we on, Mr. Norris?
What's that, Miss Smith?
What road are we on?
Well, this is a little back road I happen to know. We stay on this a few more miles and then turn southwest for Atlanta. But now about Mason...
Isn't this kind of roundabout?
Uh-huh, but, you know, I'll make a confession, Mr. Smith.
And what's that?
Well, I've got a friend just outside of Washington. I want to stop off and see him.
But I thought...
He's a very good friend, a close friend. I always stop and see him. You don't mind?
Well, no, I don't guess we mind, only we were kind of anxious to get to Atlanta.
Well, Mr. Norris, you were going to tell us about this here car deal.
Car deal? Oh... You interested?
Uh-huh.
Well, I got this car on my cousin Don. Now, old Don's got a big farm outside of Marietta, Georgia. Got more money than sense. But gamble. Oh, man, how he does love to gamble. Cards, pitching horseshoes, shoot dice, any, don't matter to him.
He's a dyed-in-the-wool gambler, huh?
He was. Till I cured him.
Oh, just a second, mister. Better slow down going through this town.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me. Some of these Maryland constables are real tough. Anyhow, about old Don. Now, one of my trips north, I had my old car then.
Yes, your old car. Well, isn't this a pretty little town, John?
Yes, sure is.
Well, now, let me tell you. I got me some trick dice.
What?
Well, the kind of dice you can roll any number you want. Supposed to use them for tricks. See?
Ouch! Huh? Well, I caught on before you dug your elbow in my ribs, Mr. Norris.
Well, anyhow, I played a trick on old Don.
With crooked dice?
Tricked him right out of his car. I'd have got his farm, too, if his wife hadn't busted up the game.
You better slow down a little more.
Well, I'm just doing 40, and I'm watching out behind.
I hope you can spare a glance ahead occasionally.
Oh, now, you just relax, Mrs. Smith. Yeah, I'm going to turn on the radio.
Say, I was very interested in that dice game.
No, I'll tell you all about that in a minute. I want to get the news.
Well, it's after 6 o'clock.
Oh, who cares about the world news? I want to see what's cooking on that lawyer.
Oh.
And that fella Mason.
Yes, I know who you mean.
I still think a good way for Mason to get loose would be to just get in the car and go. Don't you think so, Mr. Smith?
Are you not on the station?
No, I'm not.
Mounting election.
Oh, that's it.
There's been a new development in the search for attorney Perry Mason.
Yeah, you hear that?
A news release has just come from the office of Assistant District Attorney Frederick.
Well, maybe they've caught Mr. Mason.
Mr. Apt has announced that an anonymous public-spirited citizen has just posted a reward of $1,000.
Hey.
$1,000 for information leading to the location of Perry Mason.
$1,000.
Mr. Apt says he does not know the identity of the public-spirited citizen. However, he says that the citizen is a woman.
A woman?
And Mr. Apt says the reward is bona fide. He's holding the money in trust to be given to the person or persons deserving.
Hey, hey.
Now for the sports round. A baseball official.
$1,000.
A public-spirited citizen.
Yeah. It didn't say a word about that missing killer, Mrs. Grant.
Well, what's that?
Mason's client. Maybe they think she committed suicide after all.
Yeah, maybe.
But somebody sure wants Mason caught. Man, a whole $1,000. Somebody's going to latch on to that.
They'll have to spot Mason first.
$1,000 is a big help to the eyesight, Mrs. Smith. Yeah, $1,000. That takes some thinking about.
Well, hadn't you better slow down?
Yeah, we're almost out of town. Man, what I couldn't do with $1,000.
Such a pretty little town, isn't it? So clean and nice.
Say, I wonder what you'd have to do.
What was that?
I mean, have you spotted Mason? Just call the police, huh, Mr. Smith?
Oh, John, isn't that the prettiest little house?
Where is that
one,
honey?
On the bluff with the white shutters right there on the hill.
Boy, if I
There's
had
little
that
boy
thousand.
Playing out in the yard. You see him?
Oh, say, Norris, you'd better watch yourself.
Great big $1,000.
Look out! That child's wagon is rolling.
What happened?
You hit a child's wagon.
Was there?
No, there was no child in it. It rolled down the drive.
Wow, I'd hate to be dodging a hit and run. Here, let me pull it out from under the car and get going.
Well, wait.
Wait, nothing. This is a tough little town, and we'd get held up. Come on, give me a hand.
Are you all right, Bella?
Now that I know there wasn't a child in that wagon.
All right, then listen a minute.
Come on, help me, Smith.
Yeah, just a minute, Norris. My wife is a little shaky.
Bella, did you notice anything about Norris? I mean,
the way he's been looking at you.
Yes, ever since we heard about that reward.
Hurry, do you think he suspects who you are?
He suspects that he's even half as sharp as he thinks he is. And I know he's fully as crooked as I think he is.
Harry, look, that man.
Huh? Oh, from the house.
I seen you! I seen you!
All right, now take it easy.
You tore up my kid's wagon.
I said take it easy.
This is trouble.
That wagon rolled right out in front of
him. I caught you red-handed. I'm going to call the law.
The law?
Bad trouble.
Can he call the police?
You fellas come whipping through town like 60.
Anybody can call the police.
Can you just let me explain?
I got eyes. You can't talk yourself out of there.
There's no help for him. I've got to get us out of it. Here goes.
Well, Perry Mason ran into trouble much sooner than Anna B. Hurley expected. Trouble Hurley expected. Trouble Hurley expected. Trouble due to the reward Anna posted. Because Norris was thinking about that reward so hard, he didn't see the wagon. And as we'll learn, Perry Mason's troubles have only started. But more of that tomorrow.